Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 8 here of the Nemaha Central Girls The Thunder Locker Room Chat here with Haddon Hiltgen. And Coach, still undefeated in that league play, 7-0, 10-4 on the overall. First, let's get your quick thoughts here on the Top Gun tournament. You finish out the tournament play with a big win against Lansing, 61-25, and then you finish with an even bigger win against Jefferson West, winning 67-27 in that big-time game. Callie Honeyman, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. You had a freshman in Bailey Snyder come off the bench, real hot. She had 3 threes in the game, 15 total points, and then Zoe Sudbeck and Reagan Garrity, they both combined for a total of 20 points with 10 points split between both of them, and Cammie Dollinghouse also in the game finishing with 8 assists. So a big, great kind of a round play from your team. You even had Callie Honeyman finish with the all-tournament team, and Cammie Dollinghouse also in that all-tournament team. So overall, what can you give me about your thoughts from that Top Gun tournament?
We rebounded really well from our loss that we had on Tuesday to Blue Valley Southwest. We were the better team in both games, but we played like it. We played at our level for 32 minutes, and it was really fun to see the girls do that. And then on Saturday, we've had our best offensive game of the year, efficiently-wise. We were efficient in the full court and half court. Callie and Cammie, could score the ball, but also Cammie handed out 8 assists in that game. And we were down a starter in that game. Emma Hermish was sick, and we needed a shooter off the bench. And Bailey came in the second quarter off the bench, and she buried 3 threes in basically almost in a row, and then 2 more in the second half. So that was fun to watch, and she took advantage of the time that was given to her. But, overall, it's a solid team effort on both ends of the floor. And we had the game put away midway through the third quarter, and most of the starters got to watch from there. And our younger girls did a great job of coming in the game and picking up where the regulars kind of left off. And that was fun to see them get some quality varsity minutes as well. So overall, we go to midseason tournament. Our goal is obviously to win it, but if you don't win it, you want to get 2 wins, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and you talk about those non-starting players. One of those players, a sophomore in Coraline Nordis, a little fun fact there for you. She finished second overall at a free throw competition at the Top Gun tournament. What does it kind of tell you from a young player like her, maybe not getting a lot of varsity minutes, but to be able to get that pressure of it, a whole entire stadium just watching her up to the free throw line and being able to get second there?
It definitely will help, her come forward. She's a great young player for us, and she has 2 really good players in front of her, but she doesn't complain. She puts her nose down and gets to work, and we us coaches all have confidence in her, type of free throw shooter she is, but also the type of player she's going to be next year. So this will only help going forward in those stressful situations.
So, of course, talking about last night's big win, real quick, against Hiawatha, winning 55-31 in that game. You had 11 points from Honeyman. Garrity, she had 9 points. Sudbeck, she was having a great night with 10. Hallie Holthouse, she hit 3 threes for 9 total points on the game. What can you tell me about that big win against Hiawatha yesterday, real quick?
Give credit to Hiawatha. They came out and they fought really hard. Coach Stacy Jasper is doing a heck of a job with that crew this year. They're playing really well, and we knew we were going to get their best shot. And they all worked us early. And then finally, midway through the third quarter, we settled down. We got some shots to fall and really put the game away in a matter of 8 minutes there from the third quarter, end of the third quarter to start of the fourth quarter. Hallie shot the ball really well. She continues to shoot it well. And the one thing I've been impressed with this group the last 2 or 3 weeks is how well we've shared the basketball. That amount of time, we are averaging about 80% assists on our made baskets. So it's really fun to watch. Just move the ball and share it and knock shots down.
Well, upcoming here, Silver Lake on Friday and then St. Mary's on Tuesday, 2 teams that kind of enter here into the Big East this season. But Silver Lake, a team that you've seen many, many of times before. What can you tell me about this upcoming matchup?
This is a tough 2-week stretch here. We knew coming out of Wellsville tournament, there was no opportunity for a letdown or relax. And obviously we didn't do that last night. And in Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the state, programs in the state, defending state champs, very, very good program. So we're excited for that opportunity. It'll be a great challenge as they have one of the best players in the state, all classes, in the Haney girl. So it'll be a good measuring stick to see where we're at as a team. And I know our girls are ready for it. And then Tuesday, we got to turn right around and face the St. Mary's team that has beat us twice in a row going back to last year. So one thing that, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge and we'll be ready for it.
Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat here, week number 8 with head coach Haddon Hiltgen. Coach, thank you as always for joining us.
Hey, you bet. Take care.
This Locker Room Chat, Nemaha Central, has been brought to you by Life Care Center and Haug Seaton. Be sure on this Friday to tune in to 103.9 KNZ with Brandon Tapman as he covers Silver Lake at Nemaha Central.